We're here. I'll help you out of the car. Watch your step. There we go. I hope the ride wasn't too bumpy. Anyway, welcome to the middle of nowhere. I'll undo the rope on your wrists now. Yeah, it doesn't matter now. I have your phone, and if you try to run away, you'll probably get eaten by wolves or something. So, just stay with me. I'll take you back home. Eventually. But for now, welcome. We'll be staying here for a few hours or so. So get used to it. Unless you want to try and wait until I let my car down. You can wrestle me for the keys to my car or something. Which you're welcome to try. But I wouldn't recommend it. I'm not the type of person to let my guard down after all. Anyway, let me just say thank you for being so quiet on the way here. I was just anxious. You know, it was such a big and sudden step for me to suddenly drug you and tie you up. So, your silence really helped me get emotionally settled in this situation. Thanks. Maybe we're at that point of the relationship where you're comfortable with getting kidnapped by me. Right? That was just a little joke. I don't know. I'm just trying to make conversation here. I know it's really just me talking here, so it's a bit one-sided. But still, I really like talking about you. About anything. Random stuff. Movies. Games. Food. It doesn't really matter. I really like it when you listen. So, thanks for listening. You're such a good listener. No wonder you attracted me like a bee to honey. I love you so much. I just want to spend every moment with you. I know that's not really possible. You've got your own life. You've got hobbies. You've got dreams. I mean, I assume you have dreams. I just dream of spending more time with you. Which is why we're here. Under the stars. They're really pretty, right? I thought we could watch them together. They're nice to look at. I was always pestering you to come out here with me. But you just could never find the time. That's not your fault. Because, you know, unlike me, you've got a life. I know you're probably going to be modest about it. But really, you do. So you had every right to reject me again and again. But I just couldn't take it anymore. I want to do things with you, you know? You're like my oxygen. If I don't get you, I'll suffocate. So could you blame me? I just want to spend a little time with you is all. I just want to have a nice romantic night. under the stars, far away from all the people who will judge me. But it's okay for you to be here, because you don't judge me. You're so accepting of me. And that's really the number one thing I love about you. Even though I'm a creep who kidnaps someone for a date, you're always so understanding. You're the most understanding person I know. You always call me to make sure I'm getting out of bed. You don't call me a psycho freak. You're the only one who treats me like I'm human. I don't even know where I'm going with this. But I just want to say that I love you. I love you. I love you. I love you. At the very least, I can manage to think about how much I love you. Which is pretty impressive, since my head gets like that a lot. Yeah, I'm not the most well-adjusted person out there. I get it. I have my problems. You love me anyway. You're with me. I mean, I had to kidnap you to get you to come here with me under the stars. But other than that, you usually just go with it. I don't know what to say, honestly. I just want to talk to you. But I don't know what to say. That's okay, right? I don't have to stress about the tiny things with you. Because you're so understanding. You're the only person who gives me comfort. Anyway, look at the stars. Sparkly, right? Maybe we'll see a shooting star. Then, I'd wish for the two of us to be together forever. I don't know what I'd do without you. But I guess I don't have to think about that. Because I'm always going to be with you. I'm not going to let anything keep us apart. I kidnapped you just for this little date after all. I'm super devoted. Romantically, at least. Oh, I should write that in my notebook. You know, the one where you told me to write all of my positive traits down. There's not really a lot in there, but hey, it's a start. Baby steps. I hope I'm making you happy. Because you make me happy. You're the only one I treasure in life. I love you so much, I feel like I'm a dragon and you're my hoard of gold. You're golden. You're so precious. Oh, I love you, I love you. I love you so much. I'm sorry. I'm sorry for kidnapping you like this. I know it was wrong. I just felt... I didn't know what to do. It's just... You were always so busy. You know you're the only person they love. And, you know... Well... You know you're the only person who loves me, right? You are drifting away. You're always so busy. You couldn't spend enough time with me as I would like. My connection with you is my lifeline. And I felt that connection getting weaker and weaker, and I just wanted to save it. There's a lot I want to say here, but I don't exactly know what it is or how to say it. But I'm sure you'd be understanding if I did. I love you. You're the only one for me. Do you not understand that? You're the only one who gets me. You're the only one who treats me right. I love you. Everyone is going to betray me except for you. You know I didn't even plan this whole little kidnapping well. I mean, I took your phone with me. They can track that. What kind of criminal am I? But I trust you. I mean, I know I had to kidnap you to get you to come here, but I trust you. I know you're not going to stab me in the back. I know you're the only one who wouldn't call the cops on me. That's why I know. It's okay. You're you. I love you. I know I might seem pretty tense right now, but this is actually me at my best, if you'll believe it. You're working magic on me. You're helping me calm down. If you were anyone else, I'd be thinking probably how disgusted you must be with me. I just assume it. I do things like that. I mean, would it be a wrong assumption? People are generally disgusted with me, but whatever. I'm disgusted with them right back. Not you. Oh no, not you. You are special. You are perfect. When I look at you, it's so weird. You feel kind of like me, in a way, right? Sometimes you feel lost. Sometimes you feel like you're not precious. But you are. You are so precious. You are so irreplaceable. So it's such a shame on me. You're like this majestic and wonderful thing. You still feel like you're not. But, in a way, it makes me feel like you understand me even more. It's strange to think that you're a bit like me. Even though, well, I have high opinion of you, while my opinion of myself is a bit not as good. Anyway, I know I'm just rambling here, but thanks for listening. I really needed to get all of this off my chest, and you were a fantastic listener. It really helped me. Maybe I could help you too? I can barely handle my own thoughts, so I don't really get the chance to hear yours often. But maybe I should. You look like you've got a lot to say. Maybe there's some things you want to get off your chest too. I don't want to be selfish. I don't want this to just be all about me. I know I'm not the most emotionally intelligent person, so I can't exactly give you 200 IQ feedback. But at the very least, I can listen. And maybe it can help you feel better as well. Like you calmed me. So why don't you give it a shot? We've got plenty of time. And it's just the two of us here. Under the stars.